Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Yisrael is an obligation. When thinking about Ahavas Yisrael, loving the Jewish people, many, myself certainly included, tend to think of Ahavas Yisrael as a nice quality, a general principle that's admirable and appropriate, a good character trait. So it's nice to be nice, and it's admirable to be loving towards others. It's good to care about people and treat others well. How many of us think of Ahavas Yisrael as a chiyuv, a Torah obligation? We usually associate chiyuvim with mitzvos that are tied to concrete actions, like we have a chiyuv to keep Shabbos, so whether it's convenient or not, we stop working by the time the sun sets every single Friday without exception. We are commanded to give at least 10% of our earnings to tzedakah, to charity. So even if we have a lot of things on our shopping wish list, 10% of what we earn goes to others, whether we feel like giving it or not. But loving another Jew, loving every Jew, that doesn't seem to fit into that same bucket of obligations. Fact check, my friends. Ahavas Yisrael, loving the Jewish people collectively and individually, is not just a nice, admirable quality, but is very much a chiyuv, a positive Torah commandment we are each obligated in. Rambam Maimonides, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in which he lists the 613 mitzvos, clearly identifies Ahavas Yisrael as an explicit Torah obligation. If you want to look up it up inside, it's Mitzvos Asay, Positive Mitzvah, number 206. The source of the mitzvah is the famous Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yates, Pasuk Yudches, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Ani Hashem. Love your fellow Jew like you love yourself. I am Hashem. Here are the words of Rambam. Hi shetzivanu l'ahov kitzatznu es kitzatznu kasher nav atzmenu. Hashem commanded us to love each other like we love ourselves. What is the nature of that love? Rambam continues, V'shetihia avasu v'chemlasu la'echav, k'sha avasu v'chemlasu la'atzmo, b'mamono u'begufo v'kol ma sheyeh b'reshuso. The love and compassion that we are obligated to have for other Jews is like the love and compassion we have for ourselves, regarding our material possessions, regarding our bodies, and regarding everything that is in our life. Rambam concludes, "V'kol ma she'ertza la'atzmi ertza lo kamohu." Anything I would want for myself, I should want for my fellow Jew. Let me rephrase that line, last line of Rambam. Hashem is commanding us. You want to know what loving another Jew looks like? It means that whatever we want for ourselves, we are commanded to sincerely want for each and every member of Klal Yisrael. We want to be healthy. We want to be financially secure. We want Shidduchim to go easily and smoothly. We want a good parking spot or that last cookie left in the cookie jar. We want to live meaningful, comfortable, and awesome lives. We are commanded to want that for every Jew. Doing so is not just nice and not just admirable, but it's what Hashem directs us, commands us, and obligates us to want. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving a fellow Jew like we love ourselves. It may sound like an impossible goal, but Ani Hashem, the Pasuk ends off. I am Hashem. I created the world, I created you, and I know what you are capable of. Each of us is obligated in this mitzvah, and therefore we are each capable of fulfilling it. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sara, Lilui Nishmas, her mother, Minet Shimmel, Mindel Bas, Moshe Yosef, and Shane Daldina, who imbued her family with a love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.